This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Wednesday's storms caused widespread hail damage along the Front Range, particularly in Metro Denver. Numerous tornado warnings from the foothills to the Nebraska border forced residents and commuters to seek shelter. A tornado did touch down near Akron, about 2 hours east of Denver Wednesday evening. And much of Colorado is seeing heavy rain and strong winds this morning. Jennifer Stark, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says that could cause flooding in areas close to rivers, creeks, and wildfire burn scars.
We are expecting pretty widespread rainfall to continue Wednesday night through like Friday morning, so those areas are in a flood watch.
Fort Collins, Greeley, and western Boulder County are under a flood watch until Friday morning. Colorado's seen record snowpack in some areas this winter. That's great news to help prevent wildfires heading into spring and summer. But it's no guarantee. CPR climate editor Joe Wirtz reviewed the wildfire forecast data.
The overall picture looks good across the state in Colorado, but there are definitely some troubling spots. In particular, both the state and the national wildfire experts have raised alarms about conditions in the eastern part of the state, right? It's still really, really dry there. Their drought is just lingering and persisting.
CPR's Joe Wirtz. Despite financial concerns earlier this year, the annual running of the donkeys in Cripple Creek is on. Organizers with Donkey Derby Days say they've gotten enough donations, sponsors, and volunteers to hold the August festival for its 92nd year. Cripple Creek also has a herd of rescue donkeys that serve as furry, free-range ambassadors to visitors from spring through fall. They'll be released from their winter pasture to roam the city streets at noon on Monday, May 15th. And it looks like RTD's buses and trains will be free this July and August. An RTD board committee signed off on the plan at a meeting this week. It's part of an effort to reduce driving to help drive down air pollution. The plan still needs the approval of RTD's full board and a state agency. This is CPR News. Stay with us. Morning Edition continues next. It's 6:06.